This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This election is about power and politics and all the big things, but it is also intensely personal, as reporter Dan Gorenstein reminds us again now. Here's Dan with a couple in New Hampshire, a husband and wife wondering what to do and if anything can really help.
If times weren't so tough for Mike and Tanya Clucci, they would have made their decision by now.
I'm a Democrat, but I'm a more of a McCain man, because I believe that he's not afraid there. People don't like everything that he says, but he's going to do what he believes is right.
But Mike isn't so sure McCain is the right man for these times, and he likes what he's hearing about Obama's tax proposal. Mike and Tanya live at the end of a street of modest homes, their yard backing up to the woods. Looking around their enclosed front porch, you can see it's been decorated by a firefighter. Everything from the sofa pillows to pictures on the wall to little knickknacks on the shelves carry the theme. Tanya tells me that's all Mike, a member of his small town's fire squad. A few minutes from here is the shuttered paper mill where Mike worked for 33 years. Last December, the plant closed, leaving Mike and 300 others out of a job. Mike lost his $45,000 a year salary plus benefits.
As bad as I hated factory work, it always put food on my table. And now it's gone. All those, how do they call it? The good times are gone. So now you survive.
Mike's now earning less than $18,000 a year at a chain discount store. No benefits, but at least it's full time.
Going into the winter with the way everything is, you can't do it with the part time and the seasonal. You need to know that even if it's a smaller amount, that it's going to, you know, you're going to have something the following week.
Just a few months ago, Tanya and Mike were doing okay.
We were finally coming to that point where we were enjoying our lives. The kids are growing up, get to play with the grandchildren, take a vacation, do things with friends.
That all went away when the paper mill closed. Last year, the couple earned about $75,000 combined. Now, they're making less than half that. There have been layoffs where Tanya works. She worries she could lose her job and with it their health insurance. Next, they'd lose their house. Tanya hates that thought.
I've got 7 perennial gardens. You know how much work that is? I didn't even do diddly in them this year. Not because I don't like flowers anymore or because the weather wasn't that great. Just because I didn't have the heart to do it. I'm not putting any more of my blood, sweat, and tears into it for somebody else.
The scheme of things is where you live, where you spend your life, what you call your home, where you get your boots off and you pull in a driveway and you're glad you're there. This is the big thing, our home.
Mike and Tanya know they aren't alone. The entire area is hurting. Even gas stations and convenience stores are struggling to stay in business. Without some kind of turnaround, they worry friends and neighbors might start to take some desperate measures.
You know how you sit around and you talk about different situations? People, proud people as they are, got a choice. Lose your house, or what if there was an accident that happens? Okay, the house burns down, you collect the insurance, and then you move on. There you go. Now your credit is still good. You're out from under that debt, and maybe you could afford, because of the insurance, to move into something smaller.
That kind of desperation is why the Clucci's are trying to get a handle on the candidates' plans to fix the economy. But they feel like both candidates spend more time beating each other up than talking about solutions. Tanya says she has some advice for Barack Obama and John McCain.
Take your slander campaigns and your smear campaigns, take that money and put it in. Put on a campaign as this is what my plan is and this is my suggestion. You know, and this is what I feel that we need to do. Make an ad like that.
Mike says with people hurting, there's no time for political games.
I've heard him talk about this and I've heard him squawk about how they're going to help the middleman, the Joe Sixpack, and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm Joe Sixpack, okay? I like to be able to have a couple of cold beers and relax. We got to get bipartisan. We got to get what's good for the people. Aren't we the ones that elected them? They're the ones that should be sticking up for us. Don't care about my politics or your politics. Let's go help Joe Sixpack. Let's go help them poor folks that we're worried about. Maybe they're not going to survive the winter. That's what we need.
2 weeks ago, the Clucci's said they were leaning towards supporting McCain. Now, with 2 weeks to go, they're leaning towards Obama. Neither Tanya nor Mike have ever put this much energy into thinking about politics, but for them, it's never felt so personal. Between now and Election Day, the Clucci's say they'll try to study the candidates' positions as much as they can. Mike says he wants to do that, but he says he's had to get busy weatherizing the house and working overtime. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.